what not to do. Passivity, control, porn drift, harshness, and emotional absence in this session, we are focusing on what not to do as a husband. Many men do not fail in marriage all at once. They drift. They stop paying attention. They stop bringing themselves fully into the covenant. And over time, the marriage begins to weaken under patterns that may not look dramatic at first, but are deeply damaging. There are five dangers we need to name clearly: passivity, control, porn drift, harshness, and emotional absence. First, passivity. Passivity is one of the most common failures in husbands. A passive man may not look aggressive, but his absence creates weight in the marriage. He avoids hard talks. He lets his wife carry too much. He delays decisions. He stays vague. He becomes inward, tired, checked out, or conveniently confused. He may still be physically there, but he is not leading himself, and therefore he is not serving the marriage well. Passivity is not peace. It is neglected responsibility. Second, control. Some men react against passivity by becoming controlling. They speak as though leadership means always getting their way. They use anger, pressure, spiritual language, money, silence, or emotional intimidation to maintain the upper hand. But control is not covenant strength. It is fear using force. A husband who must dominate to feel masculine is not strong. He is unstable. Third, porn drift. This is a major issue. Some married men imagine pornography is separate from marriage as long as it remains private. It is not separate. Pornography trains desire away from covenant and toward consumption. It weakens tenderness. It hollows out attraction. It changes how a man sees women. It makes fantasy easier than faithful presence. It can make a wife feel unseen, compared, betrayed, or emotionally abandoned, even if she cannot name why the marriage feels thinner. Porn drift is not harmless stress relief. It is covenant erosion. Romans 13:14 says, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh for its lusts." Married men need that verse as much as single men do. Fourth, harshness. Colossians 3:19 says, "Husbands, love your wives and don't be bitter against them." Harshness can sound loud, but it can also sound cold. It may come through sharp words, sarcasm, contempt, criticism, impatience, dismissiveness, or emotional roughness. A husband may believe he is just being strong or honest while his wife experiences him as hard, unsafe, or punishing. Fifth, emotional absence. This is different from physical adultery, but it can still deeply wound a marriage. Emotional absence means a husband stops being reachable. He may function, provide, and show up externally, but his wife cannot really find him. He is shut down. Defensive, numb, distracted, buried in work or phone habits. He is no longer bringing warmth, attention, curiosity, or shared inner life into the marriage. A wife can feel profoundly alone with a husband sitting right beside her. These five patterns often work together. A passive man may drift into porn. A controlling man may also be emotionally absent. A harsh man may justify himself because he is not as bad as other men. But all of these patterns damage covenantal love. What helps instead? Repentance helps. Brotherhood helps. Honest confession helps. Learning to stay in hard moments helps. Bringing your body, speech, attention, and sexuality back under discipleship helps. Turning toward your wife instead of away helps. What not to do? Do not go silent and call it peace. Do not control and call it leadership. Do not use porn and call it private. Do not speak harshly and call it honesty. Do not disappear emotionally and call it stress. Do not blame your wife for the disorder you are refusing to confront. Do not think covenant can thrive while you live half present. A confident, organic man does not need to dominate his wife, and he does not need to disappear from her either. He learns how to love with strength, peace, and fidelity. Sexual integrity is not the death of desire. It is the ordering of desire. And in marriage, that ordering becomes visible in the way a husband sees, speaks to, touches, listens to, protects, and stays present with his wife. A husband's strength is seen in steady love, not image. That is what this topic is calling men toward.